since I believe our petitioner is here.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Anybody else coming to present? Y'all bring any food or anything? I didn't see any.
Me, Brian.
I didn't see anything.
Hilarity. I'm not hilarious.
Okay. I'd like to call this November meeting of the Starkside Monument Commission to order. Welcome our guests and ask everybody to mute their phones, please. I think mine's still muted from something earlier today. Yes, as a matter of fact, it's still muted. Someone please remind me after meeting to unmute my phone. I swear. Okay. The first order of business is the approval of the meeting minutes of the October 5th. They were distributed electronically. Do I have a motion?
I
have a question about the minutes. I believe we actually voted on three proposals, or not two. Didn't we? I mean, is this,
yes,
should,
yes.
This should be reflected in the minutes. The minutes just say that
three
we voted on two. First,
I thought
we voted on the fact that it was supposed to be up for 6 months. Then we voted on the fact that it's only up for 4 months.
Right, yeah.
And then we voted on some other.
And we voted on to take it that it
so
wasn't.
That's not reflected in the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, shouldn't the meetings reflect the petition that was presented to the? I mean, it said the people that came to, you know, to speak
the public.
Against the public, against the mural, but it doesn't mention anything about, if I recall correctly, about a petition being presented to the
can you pull up how the minutes are the same?
Well, there was a written petition that.
Oh, the
petition.
I understand. I was thinking of the application.
42 names.
It's the new stuff.
You counted the names.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
I counted 32.
32 names, not 42. 32. Okay.
Could those be added to the minutes or reflected in the minutes? So that
should
he's saying the names?
Well, I mean, just the fact that you see, I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming that should be part of the record. And the fact that we voted three times as opposed to two,
right.
I would think
that's an important
make
point.
It accurate, yeah. More accurate on what actually occurred at the meeting. And again, you know, you have a record of the people who wrote to, you know, for or against the mural, but we don't have a record in the record of a position. Position being presented, which I think should be in.
We should be able to scan that attached to the minutes since we can't physically attach it to the electronic version. Okay. So we have two things. One is the number of items that were voted on. Three things: the items that were voted on. The second one has been is the petition presented, and then the third thing.
Was there a third thing?
There was just the two.
That was it.
Like I said, there were two things.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes as amended?
Or can
I make
back
a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Ayes have it. So ordered. Mary?
Yes.
You want us to do that on the.
No, that's fine.
Are they good enough? Mm-hmm. Okay. The next item. Is the petition of Charlene Pliskella.
Yeah.
You know, when your name's Caritasis, you try to get the last name right.
Yeah, Pliskella. Yes.
At 522 Martin Luther King Bull Jr. Boulevard. Yep. For a mural. Sarah?
Another mural.
It's always a mural.
Did you bring me a coat?
You don't want this one.
Make this some water. Now, Tom looks down. Nick looks so comfortable there.
Good afternoon.
He's got to be
some water. Hello. This is a petition for a mural at 322 MLK Junior Boulevard, which you can see the lot located here. There's MLK right there, and then Charlton along here. This building is currently under construction. And the murals will be located on the north and south sides of the building and installed once it's complete. This building was approved by HDBR with two designated mural walls, which are what is being used for this project. In terms of standards, the mural policy applies. There will be two murals. This mural is an homage to the Great Savannah Races. And this mural features Union Station, which is at the same site, though now demolished, where the murals will hang. Overall, the murals are meant to be a brief history of human mass transportation. In terms of theme, these standards are met. This theme reflects local history and meets all of the other standards. In terms of location, these standards are met as well. As I mentioned, the murals will be located on mural walls, and the building is not historic and located in a commercial area. In terms of design, these standards are met as well. The murals reflect the history of Savannah, as well as its site specifically, and it is an original design. The murals will be painted with acrylic enamel on aluminum panels. The artist standards are also met. The artist is Michael Short, who has experience with a variety of art forms, as well as film and television projects. And in terms of funding, this is met as well. The owner will be paying for and maintaining the murals. So staff is recommending approval because the murals meet the standards and the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art. And I can answer any questions you may have.
Yes, I do have a question.
Sure.
One second. Go ahead.
I want to call on you to do that, so go ahead.
Okay, my question is, where is this building located? Is it the old Thrifty building?
No.
Where is it?
There was a Burger King there, and they're building a new Burger King.
The one that they're rebuilding now?
Yes.
Is that Liberty? Wait, what's the cross street? That's
MLK, and then Charlton is right.
Charlton, okay.
Let me see that other mural.
Sure.
Is that something that they can remove and
they'll put black? They'll be on aluminum panels, so they will be attached to the building, so they could remove them at some point.
But,
That's interesting.
Question for you. The murals, are they... The panels that these are going to be painted on, are they the size of the wall?
Yes, sir.
In other words, rather than painting them on the wall, why did you not choose to paint them on the wall?
Would you like them to come up to this?
Yeah, I'm sorry, that's a good point. Anybody else have a question? Michael, come on up.
Yeah, okay. The reason that they were painted, one more.
For the record, you got to say your name.
Michael Short, me, the artist for this project. The murals are fairly detailed and very, very accurate. For instance, that race car is bigger than the real one. The people, his head is almost 5 feet tall. His face is about 4 feet wide. And it's just on either side of a building with a drive-through. And while I am a large target, I didn't want to be run over. So I could not physically stand there and paint when the building was done. And during the building process, I would be in the way.
Is it the intention that these be permanently affixed to the building?
Yeah, they'll be mounted with liquid nails and 2.5-inch bolts.
Okay.
So it'll be the same as a regular mural. It was just for ease of production that it was done in an air-conditioned space so I could work and take time to get it done.
What's the building? What's the material on the outside? Is it brick?
It's stucco and brick.
Okay, that would be hard.
Okay. And these will both be bolted through the stucco into the substrate.
Go ahead, Nick.
Is this going on a Burger King?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't the national organization have something to say about that?
They are pleased beyond belief.
I don't know. Well,
yes, sir.
Do we have an artist rendering of what it looks like?
Ma'am?
Do we have an artist rendering?
That is
it. I mean, of what it looks like on the building? Like a computer?
The model is so small that it would be...
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't be able to see it.
It's not
okay.
Complete.
Okay, so... I have another question.
Wait a second. Okay, before... I tell you what. We're all acting like me right now, so let's try to... I'm trying to put possible order to this meeting today. There's a novelty item for everybody, so let's do this. If you want... Everybody try to put your finger up in the air or raise your hand or something like that. Go ahead, Felicia.
Okay. I'm just curious that this is going on a Burger King.
Yes.
What's the significance of...
Well, number one, you're not allowed to publicize the business in a mural if I'm not incorrect.
You're right.
So they, you can't put... I would love to have them going through the drive-thru, but I can't. But it's just a, both the owner of the property, Mr. Sagaro, Alex, who owns all the Burger Kings, he and I are both motorheads, as Alex knows, I mean, as Eli knows. And we are pay homage to the Savannah races every year with the Greats event, with the races in Hutchinson Island. And we do many charity efforts in the area. You may know of our Toys for Tots efforts, where last year we did 35,000 toys in the area. And we're just trying to bring back some of the history that was forgotten in Savannah. And one of the things is the Great Savannah Races, which was really, Savannah was at the forefront of what is now Formula One in the world. And then the other side of the building, if you want to bring that up.
You can just scroll down.
That is the Union Station, which actually sat on the exact same ground where the Burger King is located, which was built in 1901 and demolished in 1971 to make room for I-16's flyover. That building was amazing.
Yeah.
I can tell you that if the question comes up, why are there no people on this side? Because if I were to put a person in there, they would be the size of a G.I. Joe.
Right.
That building was huge.
Okay, Nate, go ahead. I really commend you on this one in particular because
I like that.
Because that was such a tragic loss for this
city. It was.
And we should do everything we know how to do to publicize preservation.
Yes, sir. And just for scale, that mural is 10 feet tall, which is taller than this room, and it's 32 feet across.
Oh. Michael, let me ask you a question on this one here. And maybe since it maybe doesn't necessarily make sense, but what if you put the, underneath Union Station, put the address of the original Union Station? To provide some context, in other words.
I have the dates that aren't shown, and I have the two trains identified. This one is the S&A 750, which I don't know how many of you know Lindy Brannan, but Lindy Brannan used to ride that to go see his grandmother in Atlanta, the one on the left. The one on the right is quite famous. That's a Nancy Hanks 2.
Right.
Oh, really?
And that one, and if you notice, there's a little DC-3 in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bit of a joke because that's what killed the train business. So when the tour guides go by in the trolleys, they'll be able to point out why we no longer have streamliners and great trains because of that little jet up there.
All right.
Because what was a 6-hour and 45-minute ride turned into a 28-minute flight.
But you didn't answer the question about
the
address.
Oh, I can put it on if you want. I'll have to squeeze it in somewhere.
I'm just curious. I'm not trying to. I think it's great. I'm just saying that way people could see it and say, of course, back then it was not NLK, but you could put NLK formally, West Street. Anyway, it's just a thought. I'm not trying to take away from it. Go ahead, Nick.
I have a question for staff. If I may. Wasn't that train station marked by the one in Lille, France?
That's what I've heard, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know that for certain.
Okay.
I know it was designed by a guy named Frank Milburn, and the brick color, which you've all seen postcards over the course of your lives, which some are yellow, some are brown, some are white, it was none of those.
I remember the building there. I didn't even the inside.
It was gray, we call salt and pepper brick. And there's a building still in Bishopville, South Carolina, made from the same brick. It had copper roofs, and who knows, Hugh Colson. He's quite the historian, and he was my source for the color of the awnings and the copper roof, which verified what I found in my research, which people at Georgia Historical Society were very helpful on. So we know that the awnings were white with green stripes. Yes, sir?
Hold on. Wait a second.
Keep going.
And we know the roof was copper. We know the building was salt and pepper, which is a light gray brick. It's actually the same brick used in the South Carolina State Capitol.
All right, Dolores, I think you had the next hand.
I just had a comment, sort of, Eli, about your comment about couldn't you put the address in. I think it might be obvious. I always have trouble. We can either reject or accept a mural, but I always have trouble telling an artist, correcting an artist's work. You know, there's a reason he's doing it this way, balance or ethic, aesthetics or whatever, and I just have a little trouble doing that.
Don't get on the
I agree. I don't disagree with that at all. Don't do anything with it. Tom, you
were
next.
Well, I mean, other than I was going to comment on, I was kind of agreeing that maybe the address is redundant because it's replaced. Yeah.
I'm sorry I brought the address. Please, I rescind that suggestion.
But you know, typically, I mean, this is not a plaque. It's not like you're trying to explain the history,
right,
which would be nice to have in addition to that, given the absence of this. But you know, usually you see something like that, and often you see dates associated with it.
There are dates.
Yeah.
Oh, there are?
Yeah, they're not on this rendering. I've added them since because I like the combination of the letters so much, yellow with the red surround, that we added the SNA 750 under that train. We added Nancy Hanks 2 under that train because that's the second one. And then we added 1901 to 71, which was the lifespan of the building.
Yeah. And that's it. I mean, people, often they see a building like this, you know, unless you're an architect historian like myself, I recognize the style of the period, but they're not going to know when this was and then when it was destroyed. That's interesting, too, because then it kind of tells you, well, it's a shame we lost this. Only in 1970. It's not like it was burned down in the 20s. So I think that kind of range is significant for people to see.
If you want to look at the other one, I can tell you about the people in that one.
All right, Lisa, you're next.
I want you to go back to the other one.
Yes, people. The gentleman on the two gentlemen on the far left is David Bruce Brown and Antonio Scudellari. He was from New York. His family at the time, they were quite wealthy. They lost all in the Depression. They were the founders of McKesson Drugs. Eventually, but he lost everything on October 29th, 1929. They were both won in 1910 and 1911, the race here. The following March in Milwaukee, practicing for the 200, they were both killed in an accident. So this is a bit of a little monument to them because there's really not been much done for them. The middle one, that's from 1910 is what we're dating for them. The middle is the program from 1908. Which is the most, this is the prettiest one and the most colorful one of the three we had to choose from. And then 1911 is the last year, so I have one element from every year of the races, is the third place finisher for the Tideman Cup, and Tideman was the mayor for a very long time at the turn of the century. And that car exists in Savannah. It belongs to Del Kreitz. It was recently purchased at auction. So we will have that actual car at the unveiling when we push this in. And the car can be seen in the showroom at Kreitz Mercedes.
Cool.
Okay. As a person of color.
Yes, ma'am.
That frequented Burger King.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there not any way that you could put something in there that's relating to African Americans?
I don't think. What would be appropriate to, it's not something you would want me to do. And I'll tell you why, and I'll just out there. The course was built by prisoners, and they were mostly African-American prisoners. They were taken from the jail, and they came out to Isle of Hope and De Lesseps, and they built that 16-mile course with balls and chains. And I don't think that's a nice thing to put up.
It's definitely not a nice thing, but if I'm going to Burger King on MLK, and I see that, you could find something else that could be inclusive, that would be for everybody, not just, you know, Savannah is a city that is diverse.
Yes, ma'am.
And we pride ourselves on being diverse. That right there, it's a beautiful picture, it's nice, but, you know, you want to include everybody.
There's not even a Savannian in the picture.
Excuse me?
There's not a Savannian in the picture. David Bruce Brown was from New York. Antonio Scudellari was from Italy. And the drivers of the EMF were from France.
I understand all that, but this is a mural that's going on a building in Savannah on MLK.
Well, you know, Alicia, we have the two boxers boxing on Montgomery Street, and both those boxers are black. I'm sure there were white boxers back then too. We can't be inclusive in every single thing, particularly when we're going back in areas that have never been defined, you know, like this. And I want to congratulate you for doing it. I don't think there's anything shortcoming in any of it. And so, having Alicia said her what she wanted to say, and I've said what I want to say.
Yes.
Is we have any more questions of the petitioner? Okay. Hearing no questions, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that we accept the
staff recommendations.
Staff recommendations.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor? Are we voting on the screen? Okay. Everybody go to the. Doesn't see them. This vote, sort of bottom right, then you vote your wishes, and then it says, oh, we're going on the right side again.
Okay, I voted, do I say close?
Yeah, on the left, there's a green key on the right side.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a blue key, whatever that is.
Vote now.
Oh, okay.
So how did you get there? No actions available.
Scroll down. That's the secret.
So down at the bottom says vote.
I'm scrolling down as far as I get.
Not, it says no actions available.
Yeah.
Where it says action.
So I've got to go over here, right, to this petition. Uh-huh.
Nope. No, it should be hit on that. They have to do something.
Have you already voted?
No, I haven't done
it. Okay, I'm just making sure. I mean, I just
you vote early and often, right?
Yeah. So now I'll go back to this petition here.
Yes. Okay, she's going to vote for me.
Okay.
Okay, she said aye.
But that doesn't tell me anything. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
I do.
It's a 1, 2, 3, 4, one vote. Okay, and so you're going to put hers in electronically?
Yes, I did.
Is that the only one you don't have electronically?
Right.
Okay.
We have all the others.
Michael, sir, I don't know your name, but anyway, thank you. It's nice to see private business trying to encourage some of the recognition of some of our history. That's nice.
May I ask a question?
Yeah.
If the vote is now passed?
It's approved.
So it may be installed as soon as it's ready?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Just let us know.
I'd like to invite you all to the unveiling.
Come on your car and get me.
I will.
That's great. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Wait.
When's that going to be? When is it going to be complete?
Like you said,
we're going to do a soft opening.
Yeah.
So, the owner is currently at a Burger King convention. We'll get right on it and before Thanksgiving.
So find somebody that's not from Savannah that's at
American. Oh, really? Yeah, Alex, cigar for everybody.
You see what I said?
Got it.
Hamburgers.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, folks.
Hamburgers.
Okay.
And this will, this won't prevent us. COA, right? Without
your own
building.
You're good.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking at
it. Well, she wants us to change something.
On your right.
Next question. Is there a historical marker from George Historical about the, not necessarily here, but I mean like about the transition? What about the auditorium?
No.
That's a shame. I mean, I'm not saying I know where to put it, but maybe to suggest that they might consider that, particularly since things like this happen. Okay. All right, the next item on the agenda is the naming and renaming of public properties, facilities, and streets.
So this is just kind of an FYI. The City Council is working on passing this ordinance about the naming of public property, facilities, and streets.
Slow down. You go away from
that.
Please.
The City Council is working on passing a policy, and an ordinance just about public property naming, facility naming, streets, as well as renaming. So this is just attached for you to look over, since ultimately these requests will come through you.
Okay.
As part of the policy.
Right.
So you can see the ordinance as well as the policy are attached. And I believe they have one more reading before it's passed.
Okay. Thank you. Master plan and guideline revisions.
Can I ask one question? So
sure.
In other words, when they initiate this law, we are going to be the ones to approve naming and renaming through this commission?
Basically, there's a flow chart in there that shows the steps, and coming here is one of the steps.
So streets are monuments?
Yeah, I guess they are.
When they're named after people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Or an event or so.
What about the various, I'm not sure what the term is, but, you know, when the city takes in, let's say, an area of the city, then that the ward names. What about ward names? Is that be part of that also?
I don't think so. I don't know how the ward names.
That's usually very political.
Yeah.
So, that's fine.
I don't believe so.
It's been a long time since we've done it. Okay. Next, go ahead.
Sure. So I just made a really short little presentation about some of the things we've been talking about that we might want to change or discuss about the ordinance.
Okay.
So the first part, I just went over the definitions, because someone brought to our attention that confusion with the word object in the definitions. So I was proposing that maybe we just remove objects and refer to them by monument, mural, whatever they are. So remove that confusion is one option. And then I just included these. And then in terms of the mural policy, I know these are things we've discussed previously, so I just wanted to bring them up.
Sarah, I had this terrible hearing problem. We go a little too fast. Just got to slow down just a little bit. I apologize.
So in terms of the murals, we're just asking, do we want to include them with public art, or do we want to continue to have them to be separate items? And should we have a maximum size that doesn't need approval, or we need staff approval, which I know we've gone back and forth on recently, but I just wanted to put it up there if people wanted to discuss that. And then just any other ideas you want me to work on for updating the...
So what do you expect from us today?
Just if you have anything that you want me to put together as an actual draft of updating the mural for you to look at.
Next, okay.
I noticed on the first one, you had the objects one. You had gardens in there. Are you posting gardens? Plantings.
It does say plantings. I don't recall ever seeing a planting come here. I think it's in terms of being in the context of an overall monument. It wouldn't just be like someone putting a garden in.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to be talking about trees.
Okay. Boy, you read that quickly. But where do you see gardens?
Plantings.
Okay. So how would you suggest that we do that? You're going to have...
So if there's specific things you want me to address, I can look at those sections in the ordinance. And we're coming up with language, or if you guys want to take time to look over the ordinance and make suggestions, however, it would be easiest for you, because I know there's been a lot of discussion about wanting to update the ordinance.
Didn't we talk about murals, about having, now this would be an exception, and I realize given stucco and brick, it'd be kind of hard to, and I understand that the Historic District Review Board was very hands-on in terms of the exterior materials and whatnot, which is fine, which is what they're supposed to do. But so, in fact, some of those materials aren't real conducive for painting on. Okay, so I get it. But we talked about whether or not a mural is a mural if it's painted on a material that's not painted on the building. Or we would go back to where it says it's painted. We don't really define painted on.
Mm-hmm.
I guess what you're saying is that we have ideas about that we should just bring this to your attention, okay? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think the idea behind Sarah's, you know, mentioning this to you and bringing it to your attention is it seems like the board, it's probably about time for us to be updating this policy,
right,
with some you know, just housekeeping kind of stuff, like updating the maps and incorporating the city's policy that they're adopting right now regarding naming and things like that. So, you know, we've talked about a lot of different things in the past year, specifically with murals. So if there's other things you want her to work up, different possibilities for the board to discuss, you know, that's what she's asking for, so we can bring options back to you all. We're not asking you to vote on anything today. Just what kinds of things do you want to have a more in-depth discussion
on? What if we had a workshop one day and we just go through the guidelines?
Yep.
In other words, maybe not necessarily read them per se, but go through each one, and then maybe that'll trigger one of the members to, and we can talk about it that way instead of having it in a formal meeting scenario. So, I mean, that would be some time well spent, I think, for it's a suggestion. So, if you want to do that, anybody else got any thoughts on that? I mean, would it be worth like a little workshop and go through the guidelines and
that
so we can get a little familiar with them that way?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we try to plan something
that
like that?
Good.
Okay. All right. On the item number 6, I got a couple of things. Mm-hmm. Are you finished, Sarah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. One is that we don't always know every month that we're necessarily going to have a meeting. So in anticipation of whatever possibility it might be that we're going to have a December meeting, what I'd like to do is, Mr. Commissioner Items.
I'm looking forward to this.
I'm acting like a commission member again. So what I wanted to do is go ahead, since we don't know for sure we're going to have a December meeting, I want to go ahead and appoint a nominating committee meeting, so that then they can report by January, hopefully not January meeting, important January meeting, okay, so we can have election. I know that y'all will all be happy to hear that this is the last year I can serve in this three-term.
Not happy.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, so, and I've not really spoken to anybody about this, so nobody's going to know I'm asking you to do this, but I was going to ask Alicia and Tom and Nick to serve on that nominating committee. And just need you to come up with, we just have two offices, really.
Technically.
Three? Mm-hmm. What's the third one?
A secretary.
Well, Mary's a secretary. Okay. So we have an official secretary, and Mary is our secretary. Okay. So to come up with a recommendation at the January meeting, I mean, you can come up with a Zoom meeting, doesn't really matter, but we'll vote January for officers. Okay, so Sarah, just just bring that group mm-hmm. together somehow, you know, then they can come up with the recommendation. Okay, now this sort of like reflects on the same thing. I've asked and suggested that city council consider, particularly in light of having three votes, if they really consider doing something about the number of people on the board. I hate boards getting bigger. I don't think they get smarter. But just to refresh everyone, the law that set us up says that the city council will appoint 5 members, okay? At some point down the road, many years later, city council adopted that the chairperson of the Park and Tree Commission shall serve on the Historic Site Monuments Commission. Last year, or earlier this year, when they were looking at appointments, I recommended that they consider doing what, for instance, the Zoning Board of Appeals does, because the Zoning Board of Appeals requires that a member of MPC serve on the Board of Appeals, so that when the City Council considers appointments, that they might consider appointing the current Dolores, for instance, as one of their 5 members, so we'd have 5 members. Well, they didn't do that, and they kind of ignored the whole subject. So my suggestion now is that appoint a 6th member from the city, then that would give us 7. so we get away from that. So just, if y'all have any suggestions or preference of what y'all, I'm just trying to get it so that we, and we still got to have 4 for a quorum of 7, okay? We have a quorum for 4 for 6, so.
It took us at Park and Tree 14 months to go from 5 members to our required 9, because that's how long it took us begging and pleading city council to, you know, the clerk to present the name. So, I mean, don't think that it's going to, maybe it will happen overnight, but it took us.
Well, that just underscores the whole point that we got started somewhere.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah, please.
How does that process work? Is it up to we request it from the...
There's no process.
There's no process.
I mean,
she said it took the clerk 14
Diane
months.
Diane Reese has to... The people apply to a council or a recommend, and they send it to the clerk of council. Then she presents them to city council, and city council votes on them.
Okay.
Now, she did not present them for one reason or another, if they got lost or something like that. But anyway, that's the process for the Park and Tree Commission.
Generally, that's done because she's either told not to or to do something, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I've learned in the back. Plus, every time there's a new four-member council, every time there's a new council, there's usually somebody who says that they're going to be put them in charge of overseeing appointments, and it gets to be an overwhelming thing. But the naming of the number of people on a board, that's really up to the mayor ultimate. But they don't know that we got 3 people. I mean, they don't know what we're doing. So I'm just thinking that I was just going to write a letter to the city saying, would you please give consideration to appointing an additional six member from city council to go along with the Park and Tree.
From city council?
Yeah, council has to make the appointment.
I'm thinking you say.
Well, I'll just write the mayor. I mean, they're the ones who make the appointments. It's not like a mayor or a city manager thing. It's strictly from the mayor and all of them. Okay.
So let me ask you this. Once you do the letter, is it possible that we could all sign this letter, and then that way they'll know that we are...
So in other words, if you don't think if you sign it, it's going to happen, you're standing?
Well, I mean, if she said 14 months...
Record the votes.
Anybody who wants to sign it can sign it. I mean, it wasn't... That's perfectly fine.
I think we all should sign it.
I just thought it's fair enough to speak on behalf of the board, so... anyway, I'll be happy to pass that around.
Well, it would look like we all support
it. Exactly.
Whatever you want to do is fine.
Yes.
We don't want it to be my idea, that's for sure. Okay.
Well,
it's a good idea.
It's a great idea, yeah.
but
it'll have more weight if all of us sign
it.
Sure.
And then there's one more thing I want to bring up. And it's something that I thought to do right afterwards, but I decided to wait, so it's been a month. And that is, I wanted to... apologize for last meeting. I was not in my best form, and frankly haven't been in my best form for a while, but those are all personal matters. But I let it get out of hand, and I didn't do anything to contribute to bringing it into order. And for that, I'm embarrassed personally, and I feel like I embarrassed the board to the public. Well, I feel like I did, and so I'm sorry to do that. This is a very old and well-established board, and it has a great, rich reputation and history. And so I don't think that I added to that reputation. And for that, and I'm not asking anybody to, one way or the other, I'm just saying that I apologize for that, because I certainly didn't handle it the way I should have handled it. And I can assure you that for at least the next couple of months, that I will try to run these meetings better, and also after that point, be a good member. So,
your graciousness is always appreciated, but you weren't by no means with the whole problem. The audience had a lot to do with it, let me tell you.
Well,
in any
it takes everybody to tango, so I certainly didn't do a whole lot to add to the decorum, so I apologize for that. Anybody else have anything else to say? Do we have anything coming for December yet?
I haven't heard of anything.
Okay. Pearl Harbor Day.
December 7th, yes.
My uncle was there.
Ooh.
I'll tell you a story about it.
We've got a couple of recent dedications, I think, in historical society stuff, so it's good. But we might suggest, I mean, I think that those two buildings are probably two very significant buildings in the history of the city, mm-hmm. and they're both gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's tragedy in both regards, so.
I'm getting so tired of tearing down buildings than putting up a plaque that says, here was the building. You know, that's all over our country.
It's unfortunately, I find this, we're not the only, you know, we're not...
No, we're not.
Not just us. Okay, folks, thank you for being here and your patience and your service.
Thank you.